Julio Salgado, also known as DJ Birth Defects, was recently awarded a grant by MCAT to conduct a DIY show workshop at the main library in downtown El Paso. If you've ever wondered what it takes to put on your own gig, we invite you to join this DIY workshop, which will take place at noon on Saturday, February 22nd at the main library. Here to tell us all about it is DJ Birth Defects. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello, Marina. Thank you for having me here.
So, why did you think it was important to do a workshop like this?
Well, I think there's many reasons for a workshop like this. The main reason was to help out the artist and music community here in El Paso.
Yeah.
By hiring everybody locally. The secondary thing I wanted to do is also teach the younger generation, give them some tips on things that they might want to consider before doing a show at a bar or a venue. And the third thing also was to, because we're filming all these workshops.
Okay.
So they're also going to be used as promotion of the artists themselves.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So while they're there, they're learning, and then they're also going to film their own promo for whatever show they have coming up? Is that how it works?
For example, last month we had Frontera Bugalú.
Yeah.
And they performed a song. So now that we recorded that song, they're able to use it as, you know, just to apply for festivals or apply for any shows.
All right, they walk out of there with like a little demo.
Correct.
Okay. So you and I come from the DIY world, and to me it's like, well, you just do it, right? But then as you just do things, you figure out like, oh, there's a method to this. It's not that easy. Which I think half of the time part of what's cool about just doing it is that you learn those things as you go. But if you had to tell yourself something now, if you have to tell your past self as you're starting to like do art shows and to play in bands, what would you tell yourself then? Like yourself today, what would you tell yourself in the past? Like what's the biggest tip you would give to yourself?
Well, just to have confidence in myself, really. It really kind of boils down to either you do something or you don't do it.
Right.
As far as like doing it well or doing it bad, I mean,
you
it comes with time.
Yeah. You do that with practice.
Yes.
But I think the thing about putting on your own shows or your own performances is that people expect you to give them that information. And I think that's the hard part a lot of the times for artists. Like, well, I'm a DJ, but I also do this, but I do that. And it's like, just be okay with who you are, because actually that's what we want as somebody who's, you know, helping or producing a show or wanting to know more information. And I think that's what a lot of folks struggle with. And it sounds like that's what you're helping them with.
Definitely. I mean, the thing about producing your own shows and things like that, it's not as creative as, you know, doing the art itself.
And it's not as fun.
It's not as fun. I mean, there's some stuff that's fun, yeah. Well, especially when you accomplish things.
Yeah.
That's like a big win, you know, for me. But it's definitely it's the business side of it, right?
Right.
So those are the things that we don't really want to take care of.
Right. It's like, I just want to show up and play and everybody be cool.
Yes. I mean, I think that's still the goal.
For sure.
But the mentality is different now, where before I expect other people to come to me.
Yeah.
Now I'm actually going to the people, you know, and just creating an initiative.
So what changed in you?
I've been doing this for doing shows and stuff like that, maybe about 10 years.
Yeah.
I've been in the scene about 16 years. I learned from local bands like Fuga and Frontera Bugalú.
Yeah.
About how to be independent and hire your friends and how to make things happen. I mean, locally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. What inspired you to do your own thing? Because you've been, I mean, like you said, you've been doing it for a while. Where did you find that thing?
I guess it goes back to what I was saying. It's just instead of waiting for people to like hand me down things, I feel like I should just do it myself. And I think once people see that I'm actually doing it, then I feel like they will come to me, you know, but I have to do that initial.
Put yourself out there first.
Correct.
So this is the second workshop you're doing?
Yes.
Tell us about how it went the last time around.
The really cool thing about the last show was that I was able to hire a bunch of my friends that had been helping me out throughout the years, and I was really happy to have them all there with me. So I had the band, I had a production, which was a video and audio, there with me, and we had a small little crowd of people. Yeah. Yes.
And what are you expecting for this time around, or what I guess I should say, what can we expect this time around?
I expect for more people to show up this time. I know it's kind of a weird time, but I've been promoting it, and people seem to be very excited. Usually, I've noticed that you have to do things like for a large amount of time before people kind of catch up.
Right.
So sometimes if they can't show up to the first one, they will show up to the second or third one, third event. You know. So yeah, I just feel with the help of Kristen, Apodaca, Voodoo, and Mask, we'll definitely have a big showing.
Well, let's talk about those guys, because what are they going to be doing?
Well, we're actually going to be getting a piece of wood, a 4x4 piece of wood for each artist, and they're going to be painting live from 11 to 2. So while I'm doing the very exciting...
nuts and bolts of how to do this.
Yeah, the presentation with my monotone voice, there's going to be people doing beautiful, beautiful art behind me. Or on the side, you know? So yeah. I just want it to be immersive. You know, I don't want to just do a PowerPoint presentation and then just like, okay, thank you very much.
You're like, see you later.
Right? Like, I want people to learn about it and then also see it.
What do you think, or, you know, since you did it one time before, what do people want to know? Like, when they're there, what are they asking you?
Well, last time, what I remember was one of the questions was, if they should print out flyers anymore,
right.
Which is it's a big one, right?
Because, a lost art.
Yes. And I don't know. I had to tell them, like, I don't know if it's really worth it anymore. Even back when we were passing out flyers, I don't even know. I mean, people would show up, but sometimes, like, it's so funny. It'd be like a skit. Like, you would go to a crowd of people, give them a bunch of flyers, and you're like, all right, I did my job. And then they would leave and there'd just be a bunch of flyers on the floor.
On the floor. And this is before like Instagram, Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Exactly. So yeah, everybody, we get everything through social media. So I kind of push that a little bit more.
I mean, that's kind of how you're pushing out your workshop, right?
Correct. Yes. Yes.
How do you think social media has changed the art of DIY?
I don't even know how to explain it because it's just changed everything in general. Because even like with mainstream movies and things like that, they're getting YouTube stars or, you know, like Instagram stars. Like
people getting famous on the TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like we're talking about people making careers out of their phone.
Right, right.
Which is like definitely up our
just
alley,
like,
you know?
What is happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's more of like there is like this whole other level of DIY when you involve technology. Because like you said, folks are doing it. And I mean, to me anyway, like the whole DIY thing is like you just figure out what do I have at my hands? What's cheap? And what can I do, right? And then you just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, and your resources and everything. But like it's so crazy that we just have a computer in our pocket, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's funny because... when I learned how powerful the phone was and YouTube and all those things, it was maybe almost 6-7 years ago. So I asked this guy Larry. I don't know if you know
Larry,
right?
Dreadlock Larry.
Larry Overstreet. He makes T-shirts and you know a lot of different things. He's an entrepreneur. I asked him one day, like you know, I was asking him questions about recording and stuff like that, and he was like, "Just go to YouTube, man. Just go to YouTube. Go to Google." It got me really thinking because I was like.
What?
I'm all, does he really want to help me? Like, you know?
He's like, no, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
Yeah. The good thing is I was at a right age where I was like, okay, wait a minute. I think there's something what he said. And ever since then, like, that's the best advice I've gotten, you know?
Yeah, right. Just like embrace the tools and go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I know you're primarily in music and stuff, but I feel like a lot of folks that do art shows or visual art shows could benefit from this as well. I mean, it's the same formula, different format, no?
Yes, definitely. Actually, you could do pretty much anything, you know?
This is like event, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, just like how to do your own event, how to be an entrepreneur.
How to make it happen.
Yes.
What is the coolest event that you've put on or something that like is memorable and stands out in your brain as to like you leave and you're like, yes, I did that?
Wow. I don't know. I mean, like I produced myself like a show. I really enjoy the ones in Juarez. My friend and I, Maki Loco, we do these shows in Juarez called Cumbia con Causa,
yeah.
Where we try to get funds for people, you know, depending on who needs them. We're going to have our Cumbia Con Causa 3 April 4th.
All right. So mark your calendars, people.
Yes. It's going to be at Fred's Bar.
Oh, dude. I haven't been there in ages. Do they still make avocado sandwiches?
Oh, I don't know. They moved. They moved a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They're in Pronaf. But yeah, we're going to be doing a benefit show for our friend Isabel Cabanillas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to raise some funds and raise a little bit of awareness of what's going on over there.
That's awesome. That's so cool. All right. So tell us about your workshop before we wrap it up.
Please join us February 22nd, 2020 from 12 to 2 at the main library, which is, if I'm not mistaken, 500 North Oregon Street. We're going to be having Kristen Apodaca, Mask, and Voodoo performing with live art. And also a beautiful and exciting presentation by me.
On how to put on your own shows.
Yes. So exciting.
I can see the fireworks now.
Yes.
Well, very cool. Today, my guest has been DJ Birth Defects. He has been putting on these workshops called CDIY, and the next one happens on February 22nd at the Downtown Library at noon, from noon to 2. It'll have live painting and his most exciting presentation on how to put on your own shows.
Yes, yes, with a high voice.
There it is. Yes. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
All right. Thank you very much.